Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly coming here and participating in this Krishna Consciousness Movement. So, I may inform our friends that His Excellency, Mr. James, is a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. I was talking with him. So, we are so pleased that we are associating with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kar, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddha. The human life is made for composing an association where devotees may take part. Sadhu Sangha. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Mahasseva Daram Ahud Vimukti. Mahasseva. Mahat means whose mind has been broad, not crippled. Crippled-minded man thinks in terms of personal interest or society's interest or community's interest, nation's interest or international interest. Even international interest is crippled-minded because there are many planets. If we expand ourselves from self-interest to family interest, from family interest to community interest, similarly, even if we expand to the international interest, it is imperfect. Unless your interest is expanded up to the Supreme Personality of God. That is the Vedic injunction in the Rig Veda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasanti Shudaya. Those who are advanced in knowledge, their aim is, their interest is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. But people do not know what is his self-interest. That is indicated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Everyone should be self-interested. But in this material world, being illusion, being bewildered by the material energy, we are thinking our self-interest in terms of our particular type of education. Somebody is thinking that simply I have to maintain my body somehow or other. Little expanded, thinking in terms of society, you go on. But they do not know that the self-interest must expand to Lord Vishnu. And that is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. We are discussing this verse. There. Jathahi purushasya iha Vishnu padopasarpanam jadesa sarvabhutanam
priya
atme sarasuhi. Priya atme sarasuhi. Vishnu. Vishnu padopasatva. Our self-interest must reach up to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That is perfection. Otherwise, whatever interest we create, that is temporary interest, and it will be finished, and I shall create another interest. That knowledge is lacking in the modern civilization. We are interested in nationalism. That is very good. But we do not know what nationalism was in my past life and what nationalism will be there in my next life. That we do not. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that interest should be to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, as it is indicated directly by the Vedas, Tad Vishnu Paramam Pad. Unfortunately, some are that we have forgotten that interest. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anadi Bohirmukh Ji, Krishna Bhuli Gela, Atayer Maya Tar Golay Bandhila. We do not know when we have forgotten Krishna, our self-interest. And because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore Maya, the illusory energy of Krishna, has caught us. Ataye maya tar golaye madhi. So you are existing in this conditioned state of life, fully under the control of maya. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rudhani maya. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutana. Riddhese. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese. Tisati. Brahman sarvabhutani. Jantra rudhani maya. Just try to understand. We are given a kind of machine, jantra, this body, a particular type of machine. Actually, it is machine. It is a physiological machine. But the machine has developed by maya prakriti, because I wanted it. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rudhani maya. Ishara sarvabhutanam nidvesha arjuna tisthati. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Paramatma feature, antarjami, He is situated in everyone's heart. In my heart, in dog's heart, in demigod's heart, everyone. Not only in the heart of the living entity, but He is within the atom. That information we get from the Brahma Sangita. Ekappasaudacayatam jagadanda kuti jachaktirasti jagadanda chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. Ekappasaudacayatam. One partial expansion of Lord Krishna, Govinda. The prime factor is Govinda. So, in order to create this material world, He has expanded Himself and by his one portion, which is known as Vishnu Tattva, Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu is described, jasyaika nishchasyata kalam athavalamba jivanti lova vilaja jagadanna natha. Vishnu Mahan Sahya Jasya Kalavishesho Govinda Madhipuritam Tamam. We are getting this information from Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe. Very authoritative statement by his realization. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, the description of the Lord is given Janmadya Sajataha Tene Brahma Jira Aditabai. First of all, he gave instruction, the Lord, Janmadya Sajata, from whom everything is managed. Lord Brahma is also managing from him. Tene Brahma Jira Aditabai. So, how Lord Brahma got Vedic instruction? That is answered. Hrida. Hrida means through the heart. So, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the heart of the Brahma or in the heart of the ant, not only in the heart, but also within the atom. Annantara sang paramanu chayantara. Paramanu means atom. So, we do not know how many paramanus atoms are there. That is impossible to count. Even if you are able to count how many paramanus or atoms are there, still you cannot know what is the limit of God's expansion and quality. So that God, Krishna, is Vasudeva, all expansive. So, he is sitting in everyone's heart and he is giving opportunity, everyone, whatever he wants to do. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese arjuna tishthati. He is situated there and he is so kind that the living entity, whatever he is wanting, the Lord is giving it. So this body is also given by God. It is made by the material nature, but it is given by God. Brahman sarvabhutani. Just like we take a vehicle and travel. Similarly, we are wanting to do something. It doesn't matter what. And Krishna, as super soul, who is sitting within my heart, he is asking this material nature that you give him such and such body so that he can enjoy whatever he likes. So therefore, we are getting different types of body. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, this body, if you like, you can get the body of a human being, or you can get the body of a tiger, or you can get the body of demigod, or you can get the body of Lord Brahma, or you can get the body of the microbic germ in the stool. This will depend on your work. This is going on. There are innumerable planets, there are innumerable universes, and the living entities are all innumerable. And they are getting innumerable types of bodies. and every account is kept. Now just imagine what is the government of Krishna. And this is being managed. This whole worldly affair is being managed by one. Hirodokai Vishnu. This information we get from the Shastra. So, our position at the present moment is, we are desiring something. We know, every one of us know, we have got different desires. Not that everyone has got the same desire. Why you have got different desires? And that different desires means different consciousness. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Dabasatvika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bohusaka dhanantasa buddhi abhyavusayanam. Those who are not fixed up, they have got different desires. And they, because they have got different desires, they are getting different types of body. And because they are getting different types of body, they are rolling on, wandering in different situations, in different planets. But one who has come to the right conclusion of life, he is called Vyavasatmika Buddhi Eka. Eka means that Lord Vishnu. When our desire being becomes fixed up in Lord Vishnu, then our life is perfect. But that we do not know. Therefore, bohushakha anantasya buddhi abhyavasayanam. Because our mind, because our desire is not fixed up in Lord Vishnu, we are manufacturing different desires, because my business is concoct, accepting something, rejecting something. This is going on. But by intelligence, we come to a certain conclusion. So, one who is above the activities of the mind, manasopara, buddhi, one who has learned how to use his intelligence, that art is called buddhi yogam. Yoga on the platform of intelligence. First of all, in the beginning, our platform is sensuous. Indriyani pararahu. Material life means sensuous life. So those who are little above, they are on the mental platform. Poetry, philosophy, mental faculties. Above this, there is intelligence. That intellectual life requires. So that means we have to transcend the position of the sensuous life. We have to transcend the position of concocted mental speculation. We have come to the intellectual platform. That intellectual platform is called Brahma Jignasa, Athato Brahma Jignasa, just like Sanatana Goswami. When he approached Lord Chaitanya, he very intellectually asked Lord Chaitanya, Ke ami kano more jape tapo thot? Who am I? Why I am suffering these three kinds of material, miserable condition of life? This is intellectual plan. This is intellectual part. And when we exercise this intellectual part of our life, that is called buddhi yogam. Buddhi yogam. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna de bhaje sevaro chotur. The most intellectual person can become Krishna conscious. Not that is it. Why? The Krishna also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhunam janmanam ante janavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. He is most intellectual. Mahatma, whose intelligence has been broadened so that he has understood Krishna, Vasudeva as everything. Vasudeva Sarvami, Sa Mahatma, Sudurlabha. Very rare. So this Krishna consciousness movement, although it appears to be very easy, but it is very difficult. But, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it has been made easy. Otherwise, it is not very easy. It is made easy in this way, that Krishna says, Bhunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatmasu. Bhunam janmanam. The thing which is achieved after many, many births of intellectual activities. Lord Chaitanya says, now this is the point. You catch up this. Krishna also says, you catch up this. Why should you wait for many, many births? It is a fact that after many, many births of intellectual exercises, you have come to the point of surrendering unto Krishna. Krishna says, the most confidential part of knowledge is that you surrender immediately unto him. So those who are actually intelligent, they take this opportunity and surrender unto Krishna. It is very easy if one accepts easily. But it is very difficult if one does not accept it easily. Otherwise, it is very easy. Krishna is canvassing that you surrender unto him. Aham tva sarva papi bhama khvishyam. That is Krishna's. It's giving us the intelligence, buddhi yogam. And if you surrender, then Krishna says, as yours, tesam satatujittanam bhajatam phiti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jenamam upajantite. Tesam satatujittanam. Satata means 24 hours. Not that I meditate for 15 minutes and do all nonsense 24 hours. No. Sadhata Juktana. One should be engaged 24 hours in the business of Krishna consciousness. That is possible. It is not that it is impossible. You can engage yourself in Krishna consciousness 24 hours. Without any cessation. But you have to know how to do it. That is being taught in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. But you can do it. And as soon as you take to it, tesang satatujuktana bhajatang priti purvatam. Krishna should be worshipped with priti, love, not official. Of course, in the beginning, we have to be the official. In the beginning, we have to act by the direction of the spiritual master, by the direction of the shastras. But when we practice it, by the direction of guru and shastra, sadhu, guru, shastra, bhakti, then gradually become attached to it. As I have explained several times, this attachment stage can be achieved understanding process. As Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Maya Saptamana Pratha, Yugan Jinjan Madasa, Asansang Samadrangma, Jathakya Sasita Sino. Krishna is teaching how you can develop your attachment for Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to take it. We have to understand it. So, as soon as we develop this attachment, Tisam Satugus attachment means just like you have got a lover or something lovable object. You cannot live without it. You are always searching, where is my lovable love? Very much. That is called attachment. That attachment, as taught by Lord Chaitanya, he says, Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. This is the final stage of attachment. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks here, that I am feeling everything vacant. Why? Being separated from Govinda. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. This is the highest stage of attachment. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people how to become attached to Krishna instead of Maya. We are attached to Maya. We have created so many things, just arrangement for forgetting Krishna. Anything we make here for sense enjoyment. That means forgetfulness of Krishna. Sense enjoyment and sense charity. Our senses are not for sense enjoyment. That's why, to take a crude example, there is a beautiful flower. It is made by Krishna. Krishna says, Punna bandham vidhityamcha. Anything beautiful, any nice flavor, aroma, aromatic. Krishna says it is ours. Punna bandham vidhityam. Therefore, the Krishna success means, when you get a flower, nice rose flower, very aromatic. So if you think, let me enjoy, let me smell it, and enjoy, that is material. The same flower, if you change your consciousness, that this flower is made by Krishna, so beautiful, so aromatic, let me offer it to Krishna. The same flower, you can become sensuous, and you can discard it to Krishna. This is the Prabhupada. There is nothing to be invented. Everything is there. Simply you have to change your consciousness. If you do not do that, then it is Maya. Then Krishna is there. Krishna is giving you all facilities. He is there within your heart. He knows what is your purpose of life. He cannot hide from Krishna anything in the life. If you desire Krishna, then you have to change your Krishna. Then Krishna gives you intelligence. Buddhi is the Ugam Tadamina. Yes, there is intelligence. You will come to it. Jena Mahamudana. But if you desire to enjoy this particular God, then you give it facility. Define it as a body. If you say that I shall eat fresh flesh and fresh blood all night, you become a tiger. Why you are that? I give you all facilities. You have got names and teeth and shirt and jaw. This is not easy. That is not. If you don't discriminate, what is your food? Whatever it is like you eat, all nonsense. All right, you become a hawk. Eat up to this food. And the soul, the body, is made so
that the form is life in him still. That is same life and life. Deha Jumvena Vihna. The material environment is given facility by Krishna by a particular type of God. Deha Jumvena Vihna. So this is going on. Now here is the chance that human form of body. Now you have got discrimination, you can understand, because your consciousness is at heart. Now you can make your choice whether you want to continue the repeated birth and death in different species of life, or you want to go back to home, back to God. That is your decision. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, तो मार वाते से प्राचार धर्मान भावतानि हो मानसं दुर्गवं मानसं जन्मं तदोति आधुवं आत्मनं very nice instruction. My dear friend, दुर्गवं मानसं जन्म this human form of body is very very rare to achieve. Now we are got. Therefore, let us believe it's the consciousness from the inside. That is the baby Krishna. From the very childhood, a brahmachari is given this consciousness. So that in future, his life becomes perfect. What is that perfect? He knows Krishna by Krishna consciousness perfect. And what is later, if one knows Krishna perfectly, then saptadhi haṁ pulat janmanaiti. Then, after giving up this body, he does not come again back to take another material. And he goes back to home. Māmu dīkta pōngdhiya dukhāla humma sāsata nāpnukandhi mahārmā saṁsiddhīṁ paramāṁhata. So the Krishna consciousness moment is very targeted based on Vedic knowledge. And it is so perfect that we are actually seeing that anyone who is taking this Krishna consciousness moment, he is feeling how happy and living thousands of letters from Uttam Gandhi, from my disciples. However, transcendental feeling that we got. So, I do not wish to take much of the time. This Krishna consciousness should be injected from the very beginning of life, from childhood. So, here our Honorable High Commissioner of Canada is present, His Excellency, Sai request that you have come to our country, please try to understand this philosophy. And so far I am traveling your country, I am traveling Canada also, as you have already mentioned, we have got 5 branches in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Hamilton, and Ottawa. So, the boys are traveling, they are distributing in their cars, their books, and I am getting very encouraging report. Many young men just come in. It is a very sad thing. So I request you to and to inform your government to give these boys who are struggling to inject this system of success movement in your country all the time. Thank you. Hare Krishna.